The way it starts, mm-hmm. if he's flirting with the devil or evil or whatever you want mm-hmm. to call it, and then at the end of that particular passage, you lost your life, bam, right? Mm-hmm. And then you listen to the rest of the album, especially when you relate it back to that Black Israelite shit. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all have moved away from God's graces. You're over here flirting and playing around with Lucy, mm-hmm. trying to see what mm-hmm. she lost. And this, oh my God.
Be crazy.
Man, see, that's the one theory that ain't none of y'all whacking. Like, nobody said that. How'd it take B to figure this shit out, but y'all couldn't?
You know what it is, though?
I really thinking about shit that hard and just kind of lay back and calm down, it just comes to you.
You stupid, B.
That nigga said he frozen, goddamn. Then in hip hop album review, Kendrick Lamar, damn. Okay, we kind of talked about it when Kendrick Lamar dropped The Heart Part 4. Now, we all anticipated an album dropping on the 7th. Didn't happen. Just an announcement of this album.
We were trying to set you up.
So the album dropped Good Friday, right?
Right.
And then the conspiracy was that there was supposed to be another album dropped that Sunday of the resurrection. So it was kind of like Kendrick saying that he's kind of like rap God. You know what I'm saying? I died on the 5th when I dropped that album, and now resurrected back on Easter with another album. Supposedly that was supposed to happen. Complex. Almost everybody broke it down.
Wait, did you hear about this?
Look. As many stupid fucking theories that I got from the second the goddamn album dropped until today, I stopped listening. It's getting fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
So no, I heard about there being another album, but then right after I heard that, either Kendrick or Top said there was no other album. So I was like, okay, that theory's dead. I'm not listening to nothing else. All this, listen to it backwards. I'm not doing all that. So no, I didn't hear this specific one about died on Good Friday.
Bruh, that was.
But so is he still dead then?
No.
Right. Yeah. So he pushed it back to Good Friday, is what they said, so he could drop another album on Easter. So now that it didn't happen, are they eating crow, or are they just like, are they acting like they didn't say it?
Actually ate a record. I think he had a vinyl record when it didn't drop or something like that.
He ate a vinyl record?
Yeah.
What you mean?
What? Yeah.
How do you swallow
it
that?
It didn't drop, so.
No, you can't swallow that.
Yep, that's what he, I saw it. I didn't watch the video or anything.
Why would you not watch the video of some fool eating a record? This sound like some old Wu-Tang torture shit.
Right. I'm gonna crush a record.
It feeds you. It don't make any sense.
When we saw the album title and all of that, I was like, oh man.
So what'd you get? What'd you think, Charles Xavier?
I knew that wasn't gonna be another album.
No, I said, Cerebro didn't show another album.
Look, I guess this is like the new thing that the fans want to know. Well, I didn't know what to expect. Look, after I saw this motherfucking album cover and the track listing, I'm like, damn, I don't know if Kendrick fucking up, man. I don't know what's happening. The whole thing getting pushed back. I didn't know. But then the album name is Damn. I'm just like, okay, where are we going?
It was a little sketchy.
I was a little sketchy. Just a little bit. But goddamn, man, this. Kendrick, yo, like, how the fuck you come out with the first song? Like, Blood's a nice, you know, little talking, whatever. But DNA? You know how many times I hit go back? I was so...
Wait, start the album.
Unexpected for me.
Unexpected. Highly unexpected.
Start out that.
That energetic?
Yeah.
Why would that be unexpected?
I just didn't expect. I haven't heard Kendrick like on his rap shit, and it's been a minute. I think
since his last album.
What song?
Nah, but
not like this though. What song?
Barry King Kunta.
Yeah, but this is kind of different though.
Is it?
Yeah, to me, it felt a little bit different.
This is like more to me, more street. Like this album, out of all of the ones that we reviewed, this is the most street Kendrick album. And the thing I love about Kendrick, man. And it's apparent in every single one of his projects, he's extremely unique. Like, he doesn't do anything that is trendy. And he doesn't even sound like this is from, like, he don't sound like he's from Cali. He just sounds like, I'm doing my own shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. it's just so different that you can't copy. You can't even jump on the track with Kendrick right now.
Well, I don't know if this one is that different though. Like, this is just, to me, I just a rap album. Like, and I think it was kind of smart on his behalf, because with the first two releases, they looked at him like savior. Kendrick's like, he had to kind of get that pressure off him. There's some shit in this album. Like, mm-hmm. He's talking about some shit, but at the same time, after To Pimp a Butterfly, the expectations for your next release are so high that I think it's just dope that he just went back to kind of like the shit he was doing with Overly Dedicated and shit like that.
Just straight up rap.
Yeah. I was like, let me just get on my rap shit.
Like, I don't necessarily want to hear Kendrick on something that's trendy. Now, can he kill it? Of course. And I do want to hear him on some of those features with the artists that he fucks with. But this, from a Kendrick Lamar album, this is what I wanted.
You don't think some of these songs were a little bit trendy? Like,
Loyalty?
Yeah. Well, not just Loyalty, but even when you step back and listen to Humble.
Humble, yeah.
You don't think some of these...
Honestly... I don't think Humble was trendy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. The beat. That's what I was getting to. I don't think it was trendy. I think it was like when I hear that beat, I hear she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. Like, I don't know why. Maybe that's not. And when I hear Humble, the beat, like I just hear that. So I'm like, damn. Like, he took
Project Pat.
Yeah, I feel like he took it and did his own thing with that type of sound.
That's what I mean. So yeah. let's say if you,
but it's not trendy though. I don't.
I think Element has some trend.
I think a lot of these songs. Yeah.
I thought Element and Loyalty were the most trendiest songs on here. But
I mean, when I listened to this album, honestly, I thought it sounded like. Here goes another conspiracy. It sounded like he was doing this on purpose. Like, it seemed like he was almost like, oh, I can do this sound, but do it better than all of y'all do it. Because just about every song I hear on here, it doesn't sound to me like it's anything super different. It just sounds like Kendrick's doing somebody else's sound, but doing it better.
Whose sound, though?
Because okay, so when I hear a song like Humble, Back to Humble, like, honestly, when I think about it, I feel like if I pulled Kendrick off and threw somebody like Migos on it, it would make a perfectly acceptable Migos song. But the only reason it doesn't sound like a Migos song is because Kendrick is rapping on it. And that's no diss on the beat, because I like the beat a lot. It almost seems like he did this intentionally. Like, it almost seems like he was, like, when you look at To Pimp a Butterfly and how different that was for the mainstream landscape of hip-hop, it was almost like he was like, well, I don't want to do that again. Instead, I'm going to show people like Drake, people like Big Sean and whoever else, that I can do this mainstream type of radio sound and do it way better than you can. But I think that people don't even notice it because it's Kendrick.
Yeah, they're so caught up in like messages
exactly.
Cipher messages, playing the shit back,
details.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Again, I think it was a smart move for him to do this, to put out an album that has more of an accessible sound, to still drop some shit in here.
I think it was a smart business decision for Kendrick to kind of stray away from it a little bit.
I think he said that too.
Well, he said he was gonna get
the
what they wanted.
Said that
on this album. Like, I wanted Kendrick on some big, you know what I'm saying, production. I wanted him to do what he did on this.
Just like Rod, I was hoping that he was gonna kind of be on his cocky shit, which he was. I think Element was a track where he was like on his cocky shit. DNA.
Say my name and I pop up like Candyman.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite line.
Element.
It's so cold.
So I think Element, I think I like about this album too is that he was able to tap in different emotions. You know what I'm saying? As far as his growing up a black male, possibly being fatherless, and songs like Fear. When I heard that sample, I was like, wait a minute, I know this is not what I think it is. Because you remember on Heart Part 4 when we talked about it, I was like, man, that second beat, he just need to keep that shit. And so when that sample came, I'm like, oh, I know he didn't do this. When that
he had to put that on the album. I said that too in that video. Like, he had to put that on the album.
Yeah, because that shit was, when I found out he did a whole song on that, I'm like, oh my God. And all the different emotions he was in different verses and different time lapse that he was going through on that song was dope. I thought Triple X was dope because that brought so many. Because I was, like you, I was sketchy on that YouTube feature. I was like, I don't know how that's gonna sound.
Who wasn't?
Yeah.
Right. Everyone, I think everybody thought right.
That and Rihanna.
Yeah.
But, shit, I thought Rihanna was dope.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying, I was surprised.
Right. And
because you don't like Rihanna.
Well, I didn't want her to sing, and she didn't sing.
Yeah, no, she didn't.
When she sings, she sounds crazy. Yeah. But when she raps, she actually sounds good.
Rihanna got bars, you know, man.
Come on. If you don't stop. So I got gold bars to hand somebody. Write some shit for me, please. Right. She has a cool rap voice. I like how she's like real emotionless. And just kind of laid back this. So she should just rap from now on. She should kind of do just what Chris Brown did and like make a whole rap album.
Yeah, I was really surprised with the features. Like I said, the features on, I saw YouTube Rihanna, I was like, man. But I actually was surprised with how good that the song turned out. Mm-hmm. You know, especially like I said with XXX with the different beat switches on there. I was like, damn that shit. Cause that what's that? This first beat switch up, that shit had like a little old school bounce to it, man, the way Kendrick was flowing. I was like, damn, that shit was dope. So is it me or do Lust have a Andre 3000 feel? Didn't y'all didn't
a lot of this has an Andre 3000 feel.
You think so? A lot of
right, is that the one where he pitched his voice a little bit? I heard Prince. I think that was what I got, a little bit of Prince.
Andre has a Prince feel, so it makes sense.
So you thought y'all was an Andre 3000?
Yeah, I thought y'all sounded a lot like something that Dre would do now.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Yeah. That's some shit Dre would
do. But Lust, I definitely got. Look, I was like, oh my God. I was like, if this ain't the Love Below 3000.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, it was dope. I'm not knocking it. I mean, it was still dope. So I was like, man, this dude has to work with Andre 3000 at some point in the near future. I would love to see that collab. Because I said that on Good Kid, Mad City, when Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, I was like, I can hear Andre 3000 all on this shit. Feel is another one, too. It's another, like, that's another one of my favorite tracks. And this is also why I just, like, put Kendrick on that other level. Because for him to have a song like DNA Element, then you coming out with this whole, you know, ain't nobody praying for me type. Because I always think, like, okay, damn, is he really feeling this way about, like, religion? Because I remember it was, like, a rumor saying that the next album was supposed to be about God, so I don't know if this was kind of like...
It was. This is.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I know this was like one of the songs that kind of... Yeah, it was a rumor that he was... I did like an interview or something.
I just remember there's another song I don't like. God. Did y'all like
okay,
that?
Okay.
That one?
I was like, what the
I like the beat. I didn't like what he did with his vocals on that.
I don't know. The, I don't
the beat,
know.
The beat was cool, though. I can't
I don't even remember the beat.
It's the
beat.
Catchy. That was the one thing, like, I was like, I don't know what the fuck is up with this hook, but it stuck in my fucking head. Like, it was so fucking catchy.
And I think the placement of it, too. Yeah. Like, right where it was at.
Yeah.
Then you put God, then you duck, I don't know. Like, yeah, I didn't.
Right before the last song?
Before the last song?
I mean, obviously he's doing it on purpose, but it throws me off every single time it comes on. It's like, why are you doing
imagine
that?
Imagine how that would play in a concert.
Like, yeah. Oh, because
the whole crowd
would love it.
Yep.
Because I can hear him singing it, like, and then he'll stop, and then you hear the crowd,
You're right.
I'm saying the beat is dope, but I don't like what he did vocally on that particular track.
Shit, you might have just changed my mind, though. Because now, every time I listen to it now, I'm going to think about the whole crowd
doing it. Yeah.
Now I'm like,
yeah. Because I thought I was like, oh, man. DNA and God, I was like, I can see him doing right with this song live. But vocally, just listening to it, you know, on the album, I'm like, damn. I didn't like it vocally, but I love the beat though.
DNA is dope. Why you
DNA
think
is so
dope?
Fucking
tell me why you
dope. Quarter piece got War and Peace inside my DNA. Man, a whole
Did
fucking
the video?
Of course.
How'd y'all feel about the video?
That shit was dope.
Wait.
Damn, I didn't watch the video.
With Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Where Don Cheadle's like rapping? Like, Don Cheadle feels like he used to be a rapper in his past life, or he was a rapper when he was younger. You know what I'm saying? Like, that didn't seem like acting. Don Cheadle's an amazing actor. Mm. But the way he was standing up, the way he had his hands moving.
And Kendrick gave him
when that beat switches up a little bit towards the end, and he just starts rapping, I got burned. I don't even know how the fuck he was staying on beat. It seemed like he was just rapping, and the beat was just like doing whatever the fuck it wants to do. And he was like, I don't care.
It was almost like it's almost like he rapped over whatever part that was, he told him to cut everything else off.
Yeah.
And let me rap on that part.
Yeah, and it just
add it later.
God damn, that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was one of my favorite songs of the whole album. DNA, Element, easily. Fear had that weird voicemail at the end, right? Weird voicemail from his cousin or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think about that? Did y'all even really read into that?
No, I didn't. The
voicemail?
The voicemail where he's talking about... I really want to ask you, because it was like where he was talking about the blacks, Native Americans, and Latinos being the real Israelites, being the chosen people of God. Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason that we are suffering for this long is because we've walked away from God's graces. And the only way for all the suffering to end would be to go back to the commandments. That turned into a theme of the whole album. And I thought maybe that was like why he was so sad and was like, damn. Because maybe the maybe the whole time, you know, he's been rapping about this social economic structure for the last couple of albums. And maybe now he's getting to the point where he's like, well, shit, maybe it's not everybody else's fault that we're suffering. And let me get this clear. I am not saying I agree with this one bit, but maybe he's saying maybe it's not everybody else's fault that we're suffering. Maybe it's our own fault. Like, maybe we're suffering because we're doing shit wrong. We're not obeying what God says we're supposed to be doing. Damn. I had to sit down and actually read the lyrics of the voicemail because I was like, what's he saying? Right. And it seemed like it was something important. I feel like he wouldn't have put that long-ass voicemail on there.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned Israelites before that. I'm not black no more.
And he mentioned
something.
And he listened to the voicemails. He said, my cousin Carl said he said that in y'all too.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what that line meant. I was like, that's weird. This seems odd that it's in this song. But I didn't even peep. The message at the end.
The message at the end, I kind of, like, I heard it, but it just didn't resonate with me like that.
Because I don't want to, like, with this, like, there was so much coming at you.
Yeah.
You know, online, that I really wanted to just, like, experience it for myself.
That's why you don't read the shit that comes online.
I wasn't reading. No, just people tweeting, and I should have muted the word. Yeah. Cause like when I was at Rob's crib Saturday and that's what I was telling Rob. I was like, I was listening to it. I was like, damn man, this is like Kendrick's on some rap shit. He's just putting out an album, and then he get the fucking Duckworth, and I'm like, shit, fuck it. Now he just fucked up everything because now I gotta see him. What the fuck is he trying to say?
I was trying to figure that out the whole way through, and the reason I stopped listening to these dumbass conspiracies was one because of what we were talking about earlier with the whole dropping of the album that didn't happen. And then people saying, go listen to it backwards and say something else. Which, I'm not gonna lie, I did it. I listened to like, I listened to like three tracks backwards and I was like, I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah.
Only difference you're hearing is if you listen to it one way, it's, you know, he has like a premonition of he might be dying, and then he analyzes why this might have happened. Right. And if you listen to the other way,
it's gonna obviously do the reverse. I mean,
right! Exactly. The other way is gonna do the exact reverse. So it was like, I don't really feel like this is anything super
different.
That's what I was like too. Like, what?
Like y'all trying too hard. Maybe he just wanted to rap. Maybe that's all it was.
It's not. It's definitely messages in here. I think.
No, but I mean, like, maybe not like a central story throughout the whole album.
Right. I think things are connected to other albums.
They are.
I mean, I think it's all. It's not just in this album. People wanted it to be like everything is on this. Nah.
It's not something for Butterfly.
Exactly. Nah, but I do want it.
Something in
it is. Going back to Fear. So obviously the timing of the album, right? Good Friday, right before Easter. So when I was listening to Fear, I think that Fear hit me like the hardest, the deepest, because just again, I'm not super religious, super churchy. If y'all follow me on Instagram, I said I'm going to church so I don't get fined, right? But
keep on playing.
Play with God if you want to.
On that song, right, like Kendrick lists all these fears, right? Like, and it's stuff that's extremely relatable. Fear, like part of my motivation to do what I do in my career and for money and all of this is part of the fear of like not having it, right? But if you believe in God, you're not supposed to fear none of the stuff that Kendrick's talking about fearing. So like when I listened to that song like a couple of times, like it hit me because I'm like, God damn, like you're not supposed to fear nothing when you have faith in God.
Fucking Ninth Wonder snapping that damn W.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, it didn't even sound like a Ninth Wonder.
He put his foot down on that beat with those beats. I wasn't really expecting that.
Jesus, it was like it was made for Kendrick. Yeah. Like the story. Like, it was made for that story.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. I was like, damn. No, the fact that the way that Kendrick told that story, man, like him just so vivid. That's why I love great storytelling from MC, especially of that caliber. Like, I'm listening. I'm like, damn, with the chicken spot, you know, the dad being real cool, Top some extra biscuits, some extra free chicken. But the whole time, Top was plotting to rob that shit.
I can't fucking stand you.
Say you want some chicken.
I want chicken. You know what? Top would have killed my dad. I grew up fatherless and probably died in a gunfight. Like, and I was like, damn. Like,
but then it starts over though, and the old lady is looking for some shit. She blind.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that. She blind.
Right. She blind.
And she looking for something that she dropped.
Who was that lady though?
I don't know who the lady was.
Shit, she could be Lucy.
Oh shit, she might be Lucy.
She might be
Lucy. Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh. I didn't think of that, actually, to be honest. I really didn't think of that.
Damn.
He was ready. He was ready.
He was got it. I was trying to get one of y'all. I got you. That's damn.
Honestly,
that is good.
I never thought about it. I was like, who the fuck is the old lady?
Think, remember where FIFO said?
Wow.
There's a lot of points in here that can be tied to other albums. So maybe, you know, that might be Lucy from.
And he was trying to help her find stuff that's kind of like him flirting with the devil a little bit.
Mm.
Damn, B!
He figured it out.
He
figured it out.
Yeah, because I have not been able to figure that out.
Could be Lucy.
I was like, the lady means something.
Right.
Because why would he pick an old lady who's blind? Like, evil can affect anybody. Like, blind. God damn, B. That makes this album make a whole lot more sense.
So I think the interesting thing about that track also is...
You talking about blood? Oh, you talking about
Duckworth?
Okay, okay.
It kind of goes a little bit in what you said about how things apply to go back to the other album, and the Israelite shit, which I didn't know until now. But if you think about or look at To Pimp a Butterfly, it talked about like systemic racism, institutionalized racism, all that other stuff, right? This album, if you look at Duckworth, is about choices and the different choices you make.
Right.
So he could have killed him or not. And like all that stuff kind of came back around. And in this album, he's kind of addressing those different things as well. So that's why the Israelite shit kind of like is tripping me out, because I didn't even pick up on that until you said it. But I was talking to a kid on campus, and that's what I was telling him, man. I was like, yeah, I think this is about... like yourself, the choices you make. And I'm not big on that. Like, I know the system has a lot to do with, you know, how it affects, like, how we advance. But also, sometimes the decisions you make, he made one decision other than the one he made, and everything has changed. And now, tying in that Israelite shit.
And take it one step further, tie it into that. Is it wickedness or is it weakness? Did Top let him live because he knew he might profit off of him later or something? Or did he let him live out of weakness? Like, I feel so... it's just... I feel like there are depths to this album, but I just don't think it's a story concept depth.
No. Right.
I just think it's something else. And I think, now that you said that Lucy shit, I think that's added a whole extra layer to this shit.
Yeah.
That I'm going to have to go back and listen again with that in mind and see if more shit changes.
I feel that Kendrick albums... doesn't matter if you listen to it 3 times, 5 times.
Yeah.
It's gonna take some time for everything that he puts into it to really soak in. Mm-hmm. And on this album, like I felt like, I know a lot of people did on social media and whoever's listening to this album, that's like, yo, this is dope. I'm catching some of these messages, but I didn't get the tie-in either. I'm like, how is all of this tying in? I'm not getting it. You know, and it's still relatively fresh.
I think it's tied to other things, albums. I don't think it all ties to
the... And then the song titles, all the different, you know, those are different, like, vices, lust, pride, you know, be humble.
The deadly sins or whatever.
Yeah, I think as a whole, like, for me, I just love just listening to it as a fucking rap album without all the extra shit. And I was glad that was there.
And I think he wants people to listen to it that way and catch stuff later.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, you don't need to dissect it. Just enjoy the music.
Enjoy
you know
right. And that's all I wanted to do. But
that's what we did back in the day. We still catch stuff off Pac and Biggie records today.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what he really ultimately wants to do. You know what I mean? So
make a rap album that's not obviously a fucking concept.
Right.
Just a rap album that you may pick shit up on later on.
Just enjoy the experience. Mm-hmm. You know, just enjoy it.
What y'all think of Pride? Did y'all like that song?
Which one?
Pride. It was like the really mellowed out beat, and he was almost like spoken word rapping. It's the one that had the line about I take all religions and put them in one service
and that was
to show them that we ain't shit, but he's been perfect. that. See,
I wonder, like, see, I wonder if that tied into something.
It is. It's like all these, damn, all these things. It's like everybody's been just doing shit wrong. Mm-hmm.
Where does this album put Kendrick in his career?
I don't know, because critics are loving it, but I feel like fans are talking shit.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like they think that from now on Kendrick has to make a Black Power conceptual album. So when he doesn't do that and he uses accessible beats, they feel like he's trying for an audience that he didn't have before. But I feel like he kind of already had that audience, so it didn't really make a difference.
Right, exactly. That's why he's on the mainstream level already. Yeah. He does.
Right. To me, I think it's unfair to put an artist and be like, okay, all you can do is conceptual style projects. You know what I'm saying? Because at a certain point, you're going to evolve and want to do other things that are artistic. So you can't just pigeonhole somebody into that. And just because I didn't do that doesn't mean that this album isn't as good as that album. There's certain levels of expectation, right? Like, you expect for Kendrick to come with dope production, some type of a message, and come with lyrics and flow, right? Like those are expectations. And I think if you're a great artist, that is every great artist's expectation. What is that finished product? And how does it make you feel? Because music is supposed to be an emotion.
This fucking social media, Twitter type fucking hip hop culture world that we live in gets on my fucking nerves sometimes, because
okay, mode.
He does one thing different and all of a sudden the motherfucker's selling out because he got a fucking Mike Will beat. Mike Will made it fucking beat. Like, what the fuck, man? Let this motherfucker just make fucking music. Can we just do that and we just sit back and enjoy it?
Don't you want more people and more rap artists to have think pieces written on them?
Right.
Because, I mean, Kendrick is really the only one.
And that keeps it alive. It does keep the culture alive.
And that makes people legitimize the art form.
Right.
You can open up Google all day long and find Rolling Stone think pieces.
Right. Exactly.
And Beatles think pieces on why they did the White Album. But how many are there about rap artists?
Right.
So I think there should be more think pieces, and Kendrick should inspire more people to want to have think pieces about their album.
To a certain degree, I'm okay with the think pieces. I think we can overanalyze shit, but whatever. It's the people that are sitting here saying he sold out because it sounds different.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Kendrick, if you watching, what the fuck am I supposed to say, bro? Like, thank you for another amazing album. I am definitely,
Ken, you looking forward to the next Kendrick album?
Shut up. I'm looking forward to every one of your albums, every one of your side projects, anything. Honestly, anything that comes out of TDE. Let me talk to Kendrick. Look, I appreciate the hard work, because it is not easy to do what you do at all. Take your time. Do what you want to do. Do it how you want to do it, because you have the team that allows you to do it. Top everybody at TDE, man. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Man, yo, just... keep doing you, man. I mean, I really ain't got fucking shit to say. You know, it's like, what the fuck can I say to Kendrick Lamar? He obviously knows what he's doing, and just continue to be the artist that you are, and writing what you feel, putting out the type of music that you feel, or whatever, man. You're talented enough that I think whatever you put out is gonna be dope. And I think with this particular album, there was a part in it, like the middle part, where I was like, I don't know about this. Where it kind of, it didn't quite hit me on the first listen, but repeated listens, those songs started to really, really resonate with me more and more, and I started to appreciate them and like them more within the confines of the album.
Yeah, Kendrick, if you're watching, man, I think it's so dope, like, being a fan of you since the Overly Dedicated days, how, like, people wasn't really fiending for your music, and now it's like you drop something and people are losing their damn mind. So I think that's so dope, as being a fan of you for years, seeing you evolve as an artist, man. I think it's so dope. I love this album. I love the fact that you was dark on some songs. It was light. It was fun on some songs. It was emotional. It was a lot of stuff. I think you did a great job of conveying that on this album. So yeah, kudos to you, man. Great job.
I think I should say, great album, man. I wouldn't listen to everybody that's talking shit. Because I feel like if you don't do exactly what people are expecting, they're going to have something to say. And it's not always going to be positive. But I think that you blew everybody away with To Pimp a Butterfly, that they kind of fell into this thing where they wanted to put you in a hole. And if you did anything other than To Pimp a Butterfly Part 2, then, you know, it was going to be a problem. And that he's not, you know, you're not the only rapper to have that problem. A lot of rappers have that issue. But I love this shit. I love this shit. And I can honestly say, that I think I'll listen to this more than I'll listen to Pimp a Butterfly, oh, yeah, because I just like the way you rap. I just like the way you sound on a beat. It's really that simple. You know, I don't always need an overly complex concept, even though B fucked me up and I might have to go back and really think about this. But yeah, great album. I ain't got shit else to say. Do what you do and keep doing it. Write my own think piece.